Welcome back, everybody. The Grand Ole Opry will open its doors to music fans beginning on Saturday.
The iconic music hall in Nashville had been closed since mid-March due to the pandemic. 500 people will be allowed inside, which normally seats 4,400 people. Everyone must wear masks and be socially distant. This is the 95th year for the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, beyond music, the pandemic has been devastating to the live event industry as a whole. We spoke with Michael Strickland today of Bandit Lights. The Tennessee company is involved in film, theater, TV, concerts, and more. And he says the industry, as we know it, is in danger of disappearing. Michael, let's start with a simple question. Give us an idea of just how big this industry is.
Thanks, Joe, and thanks for having us. The live event industry is an $877 billion industry, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis of the U.S. government. And we employ 10 plus million people nationwide, and they're all unemployed at the moment.
Right. So music fans know that they're not getting live events at their favorite venues, but explain how much deeper the ripples are beyond that favorite place where they go to listen to music.
Behind every artist, you have sound people, light people, venue people, managers, agents, artists, bus people, truck people, laser people, pyro people. You would not imagine the plethora of people, and that's the 10 million people. We're sort of a large group of freelance folks, and for the most part, we'll work for one event for a while and then for another event for a while. And so these 10 million plus people are literally unemployed since March 13th and will be until March of next year. So that's a year without a paycheck. October the 15th is probably the edge of the cliff for the entertainment industry. And I field a great number of calls every day. I have an email loop of 1.2 million people. And every day I get phone calls and emails of people that have just collapsed their company, just declared bankruptcy, just sold their home, and were largely invisible to the public. You understand a restaurant because you go to restaurants. You understand gymnasiums and hair salons because you go to them. But you don't understand the backside of the live event business because we're the invisible people.
How are all of these people hanging on, Michael?
Starting in March, a quarter of the companies laid everyone off. And first, there was the initial tranche of PPP and the enhanced unemployment. But of course, the enhanced unemployment and the PPP has long since run out. And many people have sought other work in other industries. Many people are surviving on limited unemployment. And the risk that we run is the companies themselves have begun collapsing.
You go so far as to say live events are facing extinction.
That's correct, as you know it. Starting with the obvious political conventions, this year they didn't happen, but in the past, you remember the political conventions. That we put those things on. It's production people that do that. The trade shows, the boat shows, the car shows, the Broadway plays, the movies, the film, the concerts, the birthday parties, the bar mitzvahs, virtually anything that you might do that would be sort of a source of entertainment or indulgence. Those are the things that the people in our industry provide to you. And at this point, as the firms that put those shows on continue to collapse, there will be no industry left by November if Congress doesn't step up and pass the Restart Act or something like the Restart Act, because another 10 weeks of PPP is simply a Band-Aid.
Michael, I know you don't have a crystal ball. I'm sure you wish you did, but give us an idea of a time that you can see, and if so, when we're back at venues for live music and live events.
From talking to all of the people across the industry, you've got to jump three situations: the medical situation, the political situation, and the social situation. I do believe that there is an appetite to attend shows. It won't include everybody. But I think at this point in time, most people have cabin fever and are itching and ready to get back out. And you can see evidence of this in the NFL and college football starting up.
Michael Strickland, thank you so much for your time. We wish you and everyone in the live event industry the best, and we're all looking forward to getting back to those events as soon as possible. Thank you, sir.
As are we, Joe, and thank you very much for this great opportunity.